Welcome to Chapter 8, where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of protoplasm and cell composition. Now, you might be wondering, why is this chapter so important? Well, understanding the structure of a cell is crucial because it's the basic unit of life, and knowing how it's composed can help us appreciate the intricate mechanisms that keep us alive. So, let's start with the concept of protoplasm, which is essentially the living part of a cell, comprising of cytoplasm, nucleus, and other organelles. It's a translucent fluid that's somewhat colorless, grayish, or brownish, and it's surrounded by a plasma membrane. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, what's so special about protoplasm? Well, it's made up of elements like carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, iron, phosphorus, and sulfur, which are present in the form of specific compounds like carbohydrates, proteins, fats, mineral salts, and water. As we explore the composition of protoplasm, let's take a moment to think about how all these elements come together to form the various cell organelles. You know, it's kind of like a puzzle, where each piece fits together to create a complete picture. And, to help us remember some of these organelles, we can use a clever mnemonic device. For example, let's consider the sentence, Ella, Mira, and Rima like to play carom, golf and volleyball. Now, each word in this sentence corresponds to the first letter of a cell organelle, like endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, ribosome, lysosome, plastids, centrosome, Golgi bodies, and vacuole. So, let's break it down. Can you think of a way to associate each word with its corresponding organelle? Take a moment. Okay, now, let's go through it together. E stands for endoplasmic reticulum, M for mitochondria, and so on. By using this mnemonic device, we can easily recall the different cell organelles and their functions. And, who knows, maybe you'll come up with your own creative way to remember them. Now, let's pause for a moment and think about what we've learned so far. We've discussed the concept of protoplasm, its composition, and how to remember some of the key cell organelles. As we move forward, we'll be exploring more about the functions of these organelles and how they work together to keep our cells healthy. So, stay tuned, and let's keep learning. In the next chapter, we'll be delving into the world of cellular functions, and I think you'll find it really interesting.